This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, the oldest llama, an asteroid scare, and Donnie Baker, all coming up right after this.
Whoa. Hey, that's it, man. 30 minutes on a treadmill. I'm exhausted.
Oh, me and you both.
Hey, let's head over to the concession stand.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I gotta tell you, you really look great. You lost some weight.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm all about what I eat. Or should I say, what I don't eat.
I heard that. Oh, I'm dying of thirst.
All right.
Let's grab an ice cold bottle of water.
Yeah. Hey, how about a water there?
Water? You don't want a water. Hey, healthy boy, you cut out the fat, right?
Yeah.
Calories?
Yeah.
Carbs?
Yeah.
Hydrogen?
Yeah. Hydrogen?
Yes, hydrogen. Don't you realize that water is made up of oxygen and not one, but two whole atoms of hydrogen?
Yeah, but.
And what's hydrogen? But a bunch of gas. And what's gas do? It fills you up.
Well.
So we've cut the hydros in half. It's not H2O, but just H-O.
H-O? That's
a hoe, and that's what you need, a big old hoe.
All right, then. Hey, set me up. I'll take a hoe.
What size?
Well, hell. Hey, let's go all the way. Make it a full-size whopper of a hoe.
Now we're talking. One jumbo hoe coming up and going down.
Nothing beats a hoe going down.
You got it, brother. Pass on the gas today and grab a hoe. Hell, while you're at it, reach around and grab a pair.
All right.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Before I forget, special sports correspondent Ace Cosby tells me that Travis Kelce's going to host
Saturday Night Live.
I think they still call it that. Saturday Night Live, yes, March 4th. March 4th.
Oh, that'll be great.
There you go.
That'll be fun.
Or not.
I think that in the history of Saturday Night Live, some of the best hosts have not been showbiz people.
Mm.
I think there's an argument to be made there.
Really?
All right. Yeah,
absolutely.
What am I doing? Yeah, I think
good
you're right.
Okay. I thought that, for example, Peyton Manning did a great job when he did it. Many others. Oh, could you grant that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you, sir?
And you gave me chills this morning talking about that crazy story about that guy who came out of surgery and started talking like with a different accent and stuff.
Yeah, it's Irish accent. It's a very unusual syndrome, but it does happen.
You ever think that's just proof you ain't really asleep when they go to put you under, Tom?
Oh, what do you mean?
I mean, cause anybody check to see if maybe the surgeon was Irish and running his mouth, or maybe somebody left U2 or Rosetta Stones playing on a boombox or something. Because that sucks. You beat cancer, but then you wake up talking like Bono for the rest of your life.
Well.
I swear to God. So be careful what you wish for. I guess that's why they say hindsight's always 50-50.
Yeah.
But I don't think this guy's faking the accent, because my Uncle Junebug, he came out of surgery once talking like Ozzy.
Really?
Well, yeah, Christy, he could have made a fortune, but couldn't remember the words to Crazy Train. Left all that money on the table. And you guys are talking about legalizing slap fights, too. I'm like, Josh, where do I sign up? Because right now my list is longer than a scroll from a dead seal. I'm so sick of my buddies here at work taking cheap shots at me. Because apparently my Facebook memories popped up back when I was dating Patty Ferguson. Mm-hmm. Everybody's called me a chubby chaser behind my back right to my face. You know, chubby chaser. I'm like, who cares, Wade? Sure, Patty was packing a lot of front butt, but the fact remains she had so much front butt, you could do her missionary and still get all the benefits of dog fashion. Oh, swear to God. How's that for climate change? And on top of that, I'm dealing with Angel Skinner's now.
Yeah.
Angel Skinner's running her mouth, spreading rumors about me giving her heat bumps again. I'm like, whatever, Angel. I ain't got no heat bumps. I'm packing so much pork, if I gave you anything, it was probably hog warts.
Nice.
Swear to God. So, I guess, say hog warts in Irish. I gotta go.
There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, there is.
I'm not sure what just happened, but the Donnie, very, very enlightening.
By the way, all this, this is from Hank. All this power slap talk has got me wanting to hear some slap Tom.
Oh, my gosh.
The house band today, the Black Moose.
Smack Tom. It's time now to smack Tom. He's been running his mouth again. He's been pissing us off again. Smack Tom.
Smack Tom. I'll handle the lyrics.
And we smack Tom.
The Black
Moose.
You'll
handle the lyrics. Oh, yeah. You can't handle the lyrics of the song. It's about you.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Well, let's move forward here.
All right. Yes, let's.
Stupid world record.
A La Llama, and that is the way you pronounce it.
Okay.
You clearly pronounce the two L's in front. The llama in New Mexico has been verified as the world's oldest living llama in captivity. And the oldest llama in captivity ever. The llama, nicknamed
Methuselah?
Dolly.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah. Standard, yeah.
Was confirmed as the holder of both titles at the age of 27 and 1 day old. 27 years, 1 day.
Very old.
According to Guinness, the average age of a llama, 20 years old.
Wow.
So there you go.
I wouldn't have thought that. Very old. Have you seen a picture of this guy?
I have not.
No. Very old.
I don't think you can tell it's old by looking.
No. Surely.
Oh, no, great.
How can you tell?
It's like just a little gray.
Yeah.
You can tell when your golden retriever gets older, your face gets white. He's still a big sweetie.
Oh. And the Mrs. is the old days. This llama is so old. She dated.
How old is she?
She dated a horse that was in the Pony Express. It was way back into the 18. She looks a little bit of gray there. Llamas have they walk with such elegance.
Don't they have a freaky underbite or something? Is that a llama? Is that what?
This particular llamas have a lot of buck teeth, kind of. But like the lower tooth are sticking out. Yeah, you're right, Chick. It's an underbite.
Didn't you want to own a llama?
No, alpacas. Smaller.
Alpacas.
Smaller than a llama.
But you have a friend who owns a bunch of llamas.
No, alpacas.
Oh. Alpacas.
Master Line, if you're listening in Pennsylvania, hello. His llamas listen every morning.
Do they really?
Yeah, he sends me pictures.
Now, wait a minute. I thought you said it was alpacas.
Alpacas, that's what I meant.
Right. Chick, I would contend llama necks is also too long.
Llama necks are too long. Mm-hmm. Not as long as giraffes, but they're too long.
Yeah. Alpaca necks are long, too, but are they just enough long?
I'm watching this video. It's just beautiful.
Oh, yeah, they're gorgeous animals.
They're so elegant, and they look, I don't know, at least in this video here, the people are walking up to them and petting them. They look like they're having fun.
Llamas will spit on you, though.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
How old is this one? 27?
27, so in one day.
She'll just drool on you, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I look at llamas, and I think, man, that would make a nice shawl collar sweater.
Llamas do spit, unless they really love you, and then they swallow.
If you have llamas, this is a stupid question, but did you get milk from them, or do you shave them for their fur?
Alpacas have really great fur. A lot of people use the wool to make sweaters and
things. That's why I said that, yeah.
Now, I don't know about llamas.
You know,
I
mean, you don't eat them, presumably.
No.
No, you can have a llama.
Yeah.
They use them as
hoagie.
Llama hoagie.
Wasn't there like llama caddies at a golf course? And they
Right.
Remember that?
I think you're right.
And they use them as pack animals, like a donkey.
They're beasts of burden.
That'd be funny if they did that for the first day at the Masters, just for the hell of it.
Llama caddies.
Llama appears to be on the green. This is not a.
Maybe they race them like they do.
I don't know.
Camels. And the camels wear those tight suits. Remember, they put them in the tight suits. The camels
are worth, I know those camels are worth millions of dollars, but
they knew.
I did know someone that had quite a few llamas, but they were just.
Is that sports?
Why not? It is.
We're calling it.
I'm calling it.
Time of death.
7:28 Eastern. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Christy.
KFC is taking popcorn chicken off the menu.
What?
WTAJ reports, in addition to popcorn chicken, Chick, the chain is also discontinuing Kentucky Fried Chicken wings, chocolate chip cookies, Nashville hot sauce, and strawberry lemonade.
They have great wings, but the problem is they're never... There must be some sort of unbelievable process I don't understand. It takes forever to cook a dozen wings. At KFC. Hmm. You'd think they have the ovens and the chicken and technicians. You'd think it would be a little faster.
Yeah, but they've got the chicken down. I think it's great. But popcorn chicken, that's a political thing.
Why? How so?
What do you mean?
Oh, well, you know, the colonel said, hey, there's only one colonel.
Oh, today. I see. Yeah. We can't have a CNK.
Brittany Wilson, director of KFC USA, said, though we are removing a few items, will allow us
Brittany,
to make room.
Brittany, director of... That's a weird name for a man.
Brittany Wilson?
Yeah. Why would a man be named Brittany?
To make room for some new exciting additions to the menu in 2023.
Her father must have been. She inherited
it. God.
Love KFC. Mm. I would think kids are going to be bummed out. You know, parents go to the KFC.
I'm bummed out. I love popcorn chicken.
Yeah.
Popcorn chicken the protein they use in the Famous Bowl there? Are they going to have to switch that up?
Oh, you're right. I think it is.
Have you had the chicken pot pie at KFC?
No. I have not.
Oh,
I've had it all. So good. Had it all. Mm.
Is it really?
Had it all. Went back and had it again.
What's your favorite thing at KFC?
The biscuits.
Didn't you go to the buffet? The one the...
Yeah, there. Yes. In fact, I ate at the KFC buffet in the Lake of the Ozarks area. Three meals in a row.
Wow.
And it was not my choice. I wasn't that upset about it.
Yeah.
But it was delightful.
I was working with a particular headliner at the time, and she loved it, and I had to take her three meals in a row.
Really?
Yes.
You don't want to name it? Can you say who it was?
Yeah, her name's Roz G. She,
and
boy.
Didn't she make you be a human coffee table and she sat her meal on your back as she ate it?
All but that. Really. And I happen to drive her and she's her big thing is, I ain't got jokes, I got problems. That's what she would say a lot in her act.
Turns out
funny, man. We laughed a lot.
Turns out she
I remember one time she was putting on the makeup in the car and we were almost late to the show. And I was like, Roz G, you look good. Mm-hmm. You don't need. And she looked at me and she goes, oh, you want some of this? You white mother. I laughed for 50 minutes.
Did you want some of it?
She sounds like the voice of a generation.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. What a nice story. Is Ross still out there?
I hope so. Yeah, we had a very nice time.
Christy Lee at the news desk. And
a couple of science stories. An asteroid the size of 10 football fields zipped safely by Earth February 15th.
Shouldn't those be hemorrhoids? Shouldn't they call them asteroids?
It's been like
at
this all day.
Closest approach, the asteroid was still about 2.8 million miles away from Earth.
So a near hit.
About 12 times the average distance between Earth and the moon. Scientists say the asteroid posed no threat to our planet.
But.
But what?
It would have been a lot closer, but the asteroid heard what we did to those Chinese balloons. I'm not getting near there.
Feet don't fail me now. And it's just you see it. It's just faster than it is.
Listen to him laughing like it's funny. Listen.
I'm laughing. I like the idea.
The notion.
I'm out of here.
The notion that an asteroid would know about the Chinese balloons.
And then leave quicker than it arrived.
Although it's nice to know that the asteroids knew about the Chinese balloons before the American government did.
Well, apparently the meteoroids didn't, because one hit in McAllen, Texas on Thursday. The rock was 2 feet in diameter, weighed 1,000 pounds. NASA said it broke up into smaller pieces.
Oh, that's a shame.
Scattered across
breakup.
The area. Yeah.
But you mean, I know the odds are pretty slim, but what, it could actually have hit somebody.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
No damage reported, but terrified locals assumed.
Terrified.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you be terrified if, hey, did you hear Bill Frampton was walking down his driveway and got decapitated by an asteroid?
Well, Bill Frampton better get right with the Lord.
He thought it was an earthquake, and apparently homes were shaking upon impact. So
she was shaking. Snapping her finger.
What's that?
Eddie Money.
Shake it.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Whoa.
It's a great.
What was the one? I'm trying to find the one where the guy.
Billy.
Wasn't there a guy that had one in his driveway?
Yeah, the meteorite.
Yeah, he got hit in the driveway.
Oh, don't you have a song about that, Pat?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Now, while you look for that, I Googled it, and here's what I found. Villagers in India thought they had found a meteor. Indian villagers were so excited by a frozen meteor that had crashed into a farmer's field Saturday. A few gathered pieces of the rock and stashed them in their refrigerators. Meteorites can be worth thousands of dollars. This unidentified...
Slow down.
This unidentified falling object...
We're right here. We're not going anywhere.
Turned out to be...
Frozen?
20 pounds of frozen feces.
Yeah,
from
a plane. Yeah.
Joe Dirt.
Yeah, wow.
It's always the way it goes.
The good news is it's been taken to a museum.
Oh, lovely.
Really?
Yeah, India's famous Smithsonian. It's right there.
I see.
Don't you have a song, Pat?
I mean, that's just not allowed.
Just go ahead and say it.
Yep.
This happened up in Canada. Woke up this morning and there in the driveway, a huge fireball fell last night. Oh, no. Called my agent at Farmers Insurance. J.K. Simmons put up quite a fight. I'm not covered for a meteorite. Pizza boy brings the sausage to the porn star. She looks at him with fake delight. He says to her, yes, it's a meteor, right? That's funny.
That is
That's funny. That's
yes, sir.
I love that, the song that that's based on.
I knew you would.
Remember this one?
It's a crazy song.
Yeah. It is.
It is horrible, horrible mess.
It's a great vocal. An unusual topic.
It's great.
He is kind of floating there.
I don't know what it means. What does it mean? Morning,
so that the every mouth can be fed. Oh, it's a great song.
Saving said, for bread, sir.
Oh, I thought it was Brezza. And I'm like, what the heck's that?
Desmond Decker.
Desmond Decker.
Great name. Don't you wish you were doing top 40? Desmond Decker and the Israelites. When I was a kid, I thought they were saying Ezra and I.
Ezra and I.
Oh, yeah, sure. When you're
kidding. No, what about a porno star? Desmond Decker. Yeah.
That's good.
Desmond Decker?
Desmond Decker.
Yeah. That'd be good. If, what would he be like?
What do you mean, what would he be like? Be like about 6 feet?
Yeah, yeah.
Is Desmond Jamaican? Do we know?
Yes, I think he is.
I still...
Are there any Jamaican porn stars?
I need somebody who knows that... To verify what your Baroop thing, I don't know what. Where
I heard it on the cruise ship, and I've loved it ever since.
I heard it on the cruise ship.
Yeah. I think it's one of the things, if you look into it, it's going to be more problematic than we want it to be.
It might be.
So
yeah,
maybe just let it sit.
It's kind of like a dance hall Jamaican thing you hear a lot.
Mm. Oh, Desmond isn't with us anymore.
Huh. He's probably only 180 if he were alive.
No,
he'd
be 81 or something.
Top 10 Jamaican porn stars.
Oh, here we go.
There are some.
Here we go. Yeah,
do they take off some like Bob Marley stuff?
I'm hoping so. Let's see. Jamaican porn star once love.
Once
sassy
love.
OnlyFans content creator dreams of finding Mr. Right someday.
Aw.
How about that?
How sweet.
That's all you got?
For this local porn star, though, her fingers alone will not
Well, what will satisfy her, huh?
You want to know her name? Shoshana Gape Teaser.
Well, that's at least subtle.
Baroop.
I wonder why she didn't change her name for porn.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay.
What? Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.